we don't really need this, it just looks nice. So you can see exactly what we've been doing for the last week. It takes about 10 minutes, so if you sit quietly, that's all we're doing now. No, that is it. Right, so welcome to Electromagnetic Field 2016. This is the... I think it deserved more than that, but that's fine. Right, so I'm Jonty. I am one of the organizers of Electromagnetic Field, but I am a small part of this. I'm a very small part. This is a huge team that have worked for over a year to build everything that's here. Everything from the people who got you in at the gate, everyone who sat here at the side of the stage frantically plugging adapters together because it just broke. We've all worked really hard to make this happen, and every single one of us is unpaid. Every single one of us is doing this because we want to do it. So during this event, please remember that when something has gone wrong, or maybe you're not very happy because the toilets aren't as clean as they should be, that person you're talking to is a volunteer, and they are doing it because they want to do it, because they want to make this event. Please be nice to them. Please say thank you, and maybe buy them a beer occasionally if they drink. Just be as nice as possible, and to each other, not just to the staff, but especially to the staff. and me, especially to me. So. This weekend, we have over 130 talks and workshops happening across our main stages. So that's three main stages. We have A, B, and C scattered all across the field. We also have two workshop tents, which are not as big as they need to be because there's too many of you. And we also have lots of villagers taking part, and the villagers themselves are putting on content. If you look at the schedule, you'll see that while we have five main stages ourselves, there are another 20 that are the villagers that are hosting things. And they're just the ones that have bothered to tell us so far. So during this weekend, that schedule is going to get pretty busy, and you're going to have to go digging in it quite a lot. It's not printed for obvious reasons, because it would be out of date immediately. In fact, the printed booklet that you've been given on the way in already has four things wrong in it, and I'm counting how many more are going to go during the event. So if anyone can spot them, I will buy you a drink. So if you're a village and you would like to have your stuff listed in the schedule, please come and see us in the HQ. It's just over there. Or email us. That's fine, too. And we'll get your stuff in there as quickly as possible. So some important things that we need to know. Who has come the furthest to EMF? We do this every time, and I will personally buy drinks for the people who've come the furthest. So, starting because we have to, who's come from Australia? There's got to be someone. Is there no one from Australia? Who thinks they might have come the furthest? Where have you come from?
Canada.
Canada? Can anyone beat Canada? Is that really the best we can do? I mean, I know there's only 500 people in here, but... Right, everyone who thinks they've come the furthest, meet me in the bar directly after this and I will buy you a drink. I'll make you fight for it, so you know. Okay, and secondly, who's been to EMF before? Wow, that's quite a lot more than I expected. Who came to the first one? And the second one? And who came to the one-day one? I like you the best. You're my favourites. Okay, right. We've got some site notices that are quite important, so please do pay attention to these. The most important one, the site don't like us very much at the moment. And while I know there is a Pokestop at Loseley Manor, please don't go there. We have already had complaints about this. So I'm really not joking. Please don't go and catch Pokemon at Loseley Manor. Number two, please be nice to your neighbours on the site. So we're all here to have fun, and while it's great that you're having a rave at 3 a.m, your neighbours don't think so, the site doesn't think so, the site especially does not think so, and if you are making any really loud noise after 12, we will come over and we will have to ask you to stop. If you don't stop, we will cut power to your area. Please don't make us do that, because everyone will know it was you, and they will not like you. There is genuinely, we have a tenuous relationship with the site this year. Please try and be respectful to everyone around you, including the site. And my laptop's turned off. That was great. Please keep any fires off the ground. So if you have a fire pit, that's totally fine. We actually have some fire pits scattered around. We'll be moving them to better places soon. Don't burn the ground at all. Again, the site doesn't like us for that. And we promised a site shop. We had a site shop last time run by lovely volunteers who weren't able to make it this year, and we had a vendor let us down yesterday. So we don't have a site shop. I'm very sorry about that. There was nothing we could do at this point. However, there are shops nearby. There are people doing runs in vans every day. Hopefully you can get in on that. And we have lovely food vendors who you should all give all your money to, and hopefully they'll come back if you do that. And because not everyone knows, we have composting toilets this year. Not everyone has used a composting toilet before, so when you go to the loo, take a cup of soil with you and then pour it on top of whatever you did. It's pretty simple, but it means they don't smell and we're not wasting water and they're much better for everyone. They're the same toilets that Glastonbury use, and I can vouch for them, they're great. And if you don't know, if you're not sure about what's going on, or I haven't answered your question in this very brief thing, the info tent is just behind you, just there. Please go and talk to them. They will be able to answer any questions you can ask. Maybe not every question you can ask, but most of them. Please don't wind up the info tent staff. Again, they're volunteers. And from 6:30 p.m., is Jake here somewhere? I think the t-shirts at 6:30 tonight, is that right? Yeah, we have lovely t-shirts. Look at the lovely t-shirts. I can't hear you. Yes, so if you pre-ordered one, you can collect it from the info tent today. Talk to Jake, he looks lovely. And there are some for sale, though not that many, so get there early. Following on from that in terms of getting there early, workshops this year are not pre-booked, except for the blacksmiths. They want to do that, that's fine. We found that if we run pre-booking on workshops, they book out immediately several days ago, and everyone gets very disappointed on site. So to make it fairer, we're doing first come, first serve at workshops. So if you want to go to the workshop, get there early and queue up. There are chairs available if you're not capable of standing for that long, and we'll hand out sunscreen or something. It'll be fine. I know this might be awkward for some people, but we think it's the fairest way. Workshops are exceptionally congested this year. There are too many people, and workshops are too small, so You will probably miss some of the workshops that you want to do. Please get there early and hopefully you'll get in. There are also workshops running in the Hack Center, which is down that way, and they're completely impromptu. They'll be happening all the time. I can see people in the audience who'll be doing those. Just drop in, hopefully you can catch one of those. We'll have a schedule up for the Hack Center, hopefully later today when Dominic gives it to me. I'm calling him out, so hopefully he does it. It was apparently in my email, which I have not looked at, for good reasons. Okay, if you would like to get involved in helping out, which all of you want to do, I can tell, please go to the volunteer tent, which is behind the info tent just over there. If you volunteer for a 3-hour shift, you will get a hot meal. And I can vouch for our chefs this year. We have actual chefs who are really awesome. Can we get a round of applause for the chefs, actually? So you don't get to taste the food unless you volunteer. So I might be lying and you won't find out until you volunteer. So definitely volunteer. Genuinely, it's really good. They had ribs last night. It was great. And after that, I think I'm out of things. Yes, we have to thank our sponsors. So while your tickets that you bought pay for the event, all the extra nice stuff that we do on top, like having an entire arcade shipped down from the north of the country, having stuff brought over from other countries, all sorts of stuff, that's paid for by the sponsors. And the sponsors, they don't really care what we do, they just want to be involved and have a great time as well. So please be nice to the sponsors, and if we find out anyone has graffitied Microsoft's banner because you don't like them, I will personally find you and throw you off site. So just because I know someone will do it, and I'm calling it out now. So please don't do that. They're really nice, and for other reasons. So the sponsors that we have to thank Microsoft, who dropped in at the very last minute and saved our badges. The badges were about to be cancelled, and Microsoft, along with HCD and Smart Carbon Control, all dropped in on the same day and saved our badges, and we managed to get them made in time, which was a year-long project, and the badge team have worked so hard to make it happen. And you will get badges this year, and they will work, probably, as long as the Wi-Fi doesn't go out. And they look a bit like this. If the badges fail, it's the fault of the Wi-Fi, and it's not the networks team's fault. We just can't deal with that many Wi-Fi devices on the network. So it will hopefully be fine. Actually, on a Wi-Fi mention, if you are connecting to the Wi-Fi and you can use the 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi, please connect to that instead. It will be much more reliable. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just don't use the Wi-Fi. So, other sponsors we need to thank. We need to thank Nexmo, who also parachuted in and helped out with the badge. And Nexmo have implemented, I think this probably is a world first, it's difficult to tell. Every badge has a phone number this year. And every badge can receive text messages sent to that phone number. This is really pointless, but very cool. So, I mean, this means next year we're just giving you all a cheap smartphone and being done with it. But, you know, it's we aimed high this year, what can I say? We also have to thank UCL Engineering. UCL have been involved in the EMF since right at the beginning. UCL's a university in London. You may or may not know them. They are sponsoring our childcare again this year. We have full childcare up at the top of the site. We have a full kids program for everyone from 0 to 16. And also some workshops happening in other areas as well for young people. Please go up there and make use of it if you've got children. They'll take great care of them. You don't need to pre-book. You can just turn up, drop your kids off as long as the space, and pick them up later on. Maybe don't leave them there the whole weekend. I mean, the bar is really good, but you know, let's be careful about that. We also have to thank Spotify, who have sponsored the Algarave tent, which is over that way. So they will be making lots of bleeping noises all day. Very loudly, and if you would like to learn what Algarave is and how it works and how to produce your own music with that, head over there later on today. I'm really hoping they don't get into trouble with the site with the noise, but we'll see how that goes. Their speakers are enormous. We also have to thank MathWorks, who have dropped in and sponsored as well. We have to thank Texas Instruments and ST Microelectronics, who both sponsored components for the badge. Again, they really dropped in at the last minute and saved us. Worth Electronic as well, RS Electronic. Portcullis. Portcullis Security have been involved at the last two EMFs as well. They are running a dedicated security stage this year because apparently we didn't have enough security content. So if you go right up the top end of the site up there, they are putting on content all day, every day. And they still haven't sent me a schedule either. So if... Yes, they're running a Catch the Flag contest, which has been announced on Twitter, and I found out that way instead of emailing me. Please send me an email. if you would like to try and... if you would like to try and play their Capture the Flag game, is there a prize? I'm sure there will be some kind of prize. I don't know what it is. There is also a prize from the Ham Radio Village. Was somebody saying something then? No? There is a prize from the Ham Radio Village, which is two bottles of whiskey for the best thing done with the badge that involves ham radio. And it can either be this year's badge or 2014's badge. And we have stock of 2014's badge if you didn't get one. If you go to the badge center, they're going to hate me for saying this. If you go to the badge center, they've got loads of them kicking around there, and you can have a play with those as well. Pardon? There are some that work. There are about 50 or 60 that work, and that'll be enough. We also have to thank Yelp, who have sent us, which I really hope we don't need these. We have 500 branded Yelp ponchos in case it rains. We also have 500 branded Texas Instruments umbrellas, and I'm sensing a theme. So I think nearly everyone on site can get some form of rain protection, but perhaps just come into a tent. Sorry? Oh, are there torches as well? I didn't know there were torches. Ignore the toilet emptying truck behind you. Oh no, that's a fuel truck, that's fine. We also have to thank Heart Internet, CodeThink, Twilio, Chef, Improbable, Medical Connections, who are giving a talk on X-ray scanners, and Just Add Sharks, who have got a village right down there with loads of laser cutters. If you need any laser cutting done this weekend, or you just don't know what a laser cutter is, go over there and talk to them. Their laser cutter is enormous. It's ridiculous. That is all the important stuff that you need to know. Sorry that took a bit long. Finally, please make sure that you wear sunscreen during the event. Everybody during setup has got burned so far, and you will join them if you don't. The weather is looking to be really good. I've actually just noticed that Jim, who is our logistics coordinator, is standing out the back there with a Texas Instruments umbrella as a sunshade. So it hadn't entirely occurred to me that if you would like an umbrella as a sunshade, they're available from somewhere on from the badge tent again, along with everything else. And finally, the badges will be available tomorrow. We're not doing it today because the site is still being set up and it's just going to be a nightmare for everyone involved. So they'll be available tomorrow at 1:00. Please don't all go at the same time like last time. That was rubbish. Like, just, you don't need it right away. Delay yourself a little bit and go later in the evening. They'll be handing them out until, I think, 7 p.m.? Oh, 10 till 4, apparently. 10 till 4? Apparently we're saying 10 till 4, ignore everything I've said. So 10 till 4, head over there and you can pick up your badge. And that is absolutely it. The only thing you need to do now is go and explore the site. It's not all set up yet. We're very sorry. We're volunteers. We're very tired. There are quite a few more installations to go in. There's quite a few things that just, there's been a problem with power, but we won't talk about that. So they're not turned on, but they will be soon. And everything should be functioning in the next few hours. This evening, we have music on the stage. We have film on stage C, and we have games on stage B, and a swing dancing lesson for anyone who wants to take part in that, which, according to my numbers from favoriting, is nearly everyone. So, yeah. Is there anything I've missed that anyone can spot? Cinema is stage B, I was wrong. Don't go to stage C for the cinema, you'll be going swing dancing. First aid. We have had a number of accidents already. Please don't add to the list. The trackway can get quite slippery at night when the dew comes down. Please don't cycle around on the trackway at night in the dew when it's slippery. I was awake until very late last night. I don't want to be doing that again. The first aid team are on call every day, all day. The first aid tent is just over there. They can deal with everything from I've got a bit of a headache to I've lost a hand. They will call an ambulance for that. And don't lose a hand. That's good advice. Generally, while there are a lot of lasers on site, don't look into them. They really can't deal with that. And also, this year, there's quite a lot of flamethrowers. Also, don't look into those. So, for general safety, if it's very bright or hot, don't go near it. That includes the sun, actually, so be in shade when you can. I believe that is absolutely everything. So please explore the site. If you spot someone needing help with something or you've got some free time, please do volunteer. I can't stress this enough. We cannot make the event run without more volunteers. It's quite a fun thing to do. People respect you for it. You'll meet new people. You'll have a fun time. And this is not a lie, I promise. So please go and volunteer later on. There is a volunteer induction session at 3 p.m. today in the volunteer tent. Everyone who volunteers for a shift will probably be doing it the next day rather than the same day, and you will attend induction for that shift in the morning before the talk starts, so you won't miss anything. We may be able to accommodate you avoiding talks that you want to go and see for your shifts, or you may be able to volunteer to be at the side of the stage, which is the best view. And Tim's pointing at me like I've just said something bad.
If they've already volunteered to be stage assistants, please go to stage C immediately after this.
Oh, if you've already volunteered to be stage assistants, has anyone here volunteered for that before? Yeah, please go to stage C immediately after this talk. Do not stop, just run. Yes, that is it. Is there anything I've missed that anyone can spot? Oh yes, if you have a high-vis jacket, please give it back. If you have a radio and you don't need it, please give it back. If you've taken anything from the HQ and you don't need it, please give it back. And if you are one of the people who has taken one of my tables from the backstage area, give it back or I'll find you. So I'm really not joking about that. I've had 20 tables go missing and I don't know where they are, and we need them all. So please give them back. And that is everything. Please have a wonderful time. And I will see you all at the closing ceremony when I collapse on the floor. Oh, and Sam has got more. We're not done yet.
The water appointments marked on the map in the booklet at the top is not in use.
Oh, yes. And also, we're very sorry for anyone who's in the family camping and the quiet camping. There was a water point marked on the map next to the big tree up there. That water point is not available. It failed its water quality test, so we can't legally, well, we can legally serve you from it, but we might get in trouble. So don't try and drink from that. It would be take an effort anyway. That really is everything. Have a lovely time. Explore the site as much as possible. Be lovely to everyone. Do ridiculous things. And show off whatever you've built. That's it. Have a great time.